The reading this morning is from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, beginning to read at verse 33. You can follow it on the Pew Bibles on page 969. Again, you have heard that it was said to the people long ago, "Do not break your oath, but keep the oaths that you have made to the Lord." But I tell you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by the earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot even make one hair white or black. Simply let your yes be yes, and your no, no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. This is the word of the Lord.
I remember someone actually saying to me the one time I was, and you've had this situation, you're walking, maybe it's into work or somewhere, and one person's walking this way and someone says, "How are you?" And I actually said, "Oh, I'm feeling awful." And the person went, "That's nice," and carried on walking. So obviously they weren't meaning what when they asked how I was, but anyway, I want to ask you, how many times do you think you lie a day? Okay, and I think children probably be more honest. Let me let you on a secret, children. Grown-ups probably been lying so much that we don't know when it is a lie. And then we've got this whole category for lying. So it's a white lie. I mean, do we have a blue lie, yellow lie, green lie? Or do we have like a white lie with, or 50% or grey lie? It's strange. We come to talking about lies. Now, I want to tell you a secret about how my mom knew I was lying when I was about 3 or 4. Okay? This is how she knew. She always knew I was lying. You know why? Because when I told her a lie, I went like this. I covered my nose. Because I had recently heard the story of Pinocchio. Do you know the story of Pinocchio? His nose grows when he lies. So I was convinced. So I told him, no, I didn't break that. And she knew I was lying. So children, don't hold your nose. I don't know if I'm helping you. No, that's anyway, just don't lie. And we see this passage talks about lying. The thing is, sometimes we go, "Oh, Jesus is being a bit harsh here." I mean, there's nothing wrong with lying, just to maybe, if I lied about something, I didn't really eat that. But imagine how you feel when you've been lied to. Even if someone breaks a promise, even if they're well-meaning, we'll put up the porta pool and go and have a swim in the garden tomorrow, and then your parents lie. Oh, it's actually because it's raining, maybe you can't do that, or the porta pool's broken. We feel let down. And Jesus is showing us here about how to be people that are truthful. Now the thing is, in Jesus' time, there's a little bit of history we need to understand. Sorry. He says here, he talks to them and he says them about taking oaths. He says this, "Do not break an oath, but keep an oath." This, and then he says this, 34, "But I tell you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is God's throne, or by earth, for it is the footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it's the city of the great king." So what happened in these times? They had a whole bunch of other laws growing up. So we had the Old Testament where it's okay to take an oath because God took an oath and God made a promise and other people made oaths. What happened was they had a whole bunch of other laws. And it's a little bit confusing because the religious and the government laws were kind of mixed together. And they had something called the Mishnah. And this is one of the things that you could say. So if you said, "I swear by Jerusalem that I will give you £10 tomorrow," but actually it doesn't matter. It's only if you say, "I swear towards Jerusalem," then you can really mean it. So this whole culture came up of how to sort of lie without telling the truth. Let's do this quickly. Can you do this? I'm going to play a quick game of Simon Says. If you can just humor me. Simon Says is not related to Simon Tompkins, by the way. Okay? So you know the game Simon Says. Simon Says, put your hand up. Can you put your hand up? Okay, put your hands down. I didn't say Simon Says. Okay, you can put your hands down. You see, the thing is, it's a bit like Simon Says, I tricked you. And there was this whole culture of trying to get promises to people to say things, and then you could get them and they think they'd be all right. So how clever you were on the law meant that you could get away with things. Can you imagine living in a world like that? Now, I saw Anne smiling earlier, because Anne's a lawyer, and she knows it's all about that. We've got all these little things. So have you ever asked your parents to download an app or a game on your iPad, or you've downloaded it, and then you have to click the terms and conditions? It's just all this long writing, and you think, maybe I'll look at it this time, and you just go down and get smaller and smaller, and there's lots of writing, and we just click it. In fact, Google's just gone into trouble, the news told me, because someone's reported that if you want total privacy, Google's going to say, no, we're happy to people to be private, but they make money off your information. You have to go through 14 steps to try and get this done. Things, we're in a world today where it's all about lying, and it's just like those times. Or, guys, you might know this. What's a way to, again, I'm not telling you this, but what's a way you can get away with a lie? I've crossed my fingers. And therefore, it doesn't really matter. And that's exactly what people were doing. And people were doing it in cleverer ways. And Jesus is saying, that's just rubbish. And what he says, he wants to be simple and he wants to have integrity. Integrity is a great word. I mean, someone that you can trust. And he's trying to say here, we need to be people, when it comes to telling the truth, to be not going on or trying to get out of it, but to actually say yes and no, and to be honest people. And it's refreshing. And we're going to see in a moment why that's really refreshing, why that's helpful. It's not just God saying, you need to be good. We'll see it's got something to say much better than that. Okay, so I asked you earlier, how many times do you think you lie a day? Well, this is a little bit of, I don't know, we don't even know if this is true. This is because it could be a lie. But they reckon there'll probably be 21 billion lies told in the world on a day. Imagine if you had a map and you could just see the whole earth and all these lies going off in all of the different places. And people lie. And we don't even know that when it's lying sometimes. I wanted to show you something. First of all, read this. It says this. So Jesus says, you don't want to make these big oaths and then you can go, I tricked you, I was crossing my fingers. Or just say yes or no. And he says this. This is verse 36. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make even one of your hairs white or black. So he's saying, you haven't got the power. So some people probably said, I'll tell you the truth. If I'm lying, may my hair turn white. Now, children, look around. Who do you think are the biggest liars here? Okay, no, you can't even do that. There's nothing to do with the hair in your head. Doesn't mean that if you've got a different color hair that you lie. He says, simply let your yes be yes and your no be no. And that would be great, because if we think about what it means if someone was doing that to us. Then he says this, anything beyond this comes from the evil one. So we'll have a look at this in a moment. Children, or maybe parents, and you remember this, or have you ever gone into a shop and then there's something that just catches someone's eye and they really want that? Or maybe you see an advert for something and it just makes life look, if you had that car, then you could have that hair and that be great. Or if you got that toy, then you could have all that action thing. And then sometimes you get it and that's not exactly what it looked like. So let me show you this. I think this has gotten better over the years, but I remember once begging my mother to get, we call it Jungle Oats in South Africa, is a brand name, but it's porridge, it's oats. And she's like, but you don't even like oats. And I was like, no, I want it. And I got it and I opened up and there wasn't, on the cover, it had strawberries and all this thing. It's something called serving suggestion. Now, here we got Rice Krispies. It hasn't got anything different in it, but there's cartoon characters around it. And you think, oh, this is going to be fun. I'm going to have, you know, these cartoon characters playing with me, a snap, crackle, pop. It's actually not as loud as you think. But you know, you get advertising and it makes things look better than it is. And we just say that's advertising. Or grown-ups, you might get a politician and they say they're going to do a bunch of stuff when they get into power, but they don't. And we go, well, that's just a politician. We get surprised, actually, if they do. Let me see if you know this one. What is this? No, it's not. It's a Red Bull. What does it give you? It says it gives you wings in the advert. Okay, so watch this. I'm going to drink it, and I'm going to fly to... I've got no wings. It says this. It says vitalizes body and mind. Well, it sounds very healthy. Lots of caffeine, lots of sugar. So the thing is, we see things all the time. Disclaimer, not criticizing Red Bull. Please don't sue me. We see things all the time, and they're advertising that promise you something, and it's not always that true. And Jesus says, I want you guys to be totally different, people of truth. And how can he say that? Because he was already truthful. In fact, the Bible says Jesus is the truth. He shows us exactly who God is. There's no lies. He's not like a sneaky politician or salesman, and there's something that you haven't read, like, ha-ha, you haven't read the fire print of the Bible. I'm going to catch you out. He says, if you come to me, you can go to heaven. He doesn't have to say you've got 21 things that you have to do. He says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Follow me, and you'll have things. He's so truthful, he goes to the cross. He could have lied to get himself out of getting killed, but he told the truth the whole time. And Jesus says, I'm truthful to you. And so when you see, this is the thing that people say, my wife, I think Simon and I are probably a little bit naive, because we work in a church, and normally when people say things, or we work with other ministers, we believe them. And my wife works in corporate, and she always has to get something in writing. So she's got an email that can say something. And children, you might hear this, the people say, yeah, but did you get that in writing? And sometimes people forget, but it's always helpful to have something. Let me just tell you that we've got something in writing. Jesus didn't need to do it because he's truthful. And when he says, I'll never leave you or forsake you, or if he promises that he will get you to heaven, if you trust in him, even if you lie 270 billion times a day, he will get you there. If he says, my death on the cross is sufficient for you, if he says, I'm going to help you, I'm going to be with you, you got it in writing. Or we're facing a time right now where electricity bills like doubled, and heating bill and all that, just like suddenly gone crazy, and money's gone less. And some of you might be affected by rise in taxes and things. And money's getting tight. And then Jesus says, I'll give you your daily bread. You can hold on to that. That means that he'll look after you financially. You can hold on to that, and you can say, God, you said this in writing. I'll trust you. I'll look after you. You've got it written down here. And he is truthful and just, and we can trust him. And the last thing I want to say, why we need to be truthful. We can trust Jesus, and then we want to be people of truth. He says this, let your yes be yes and your no be no. This is the last verse, 37. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. Let me tell you, there's another name for the devil. His name is the father of lies. And so any lying comes from the devil. There's a great book called Lord of the Rings, and it wasn't in the movie, some of you might know, but there's this, Tolkien, who we think was a Christian. He was friends with C.S. Lewis. In fact, Screwtape Letters, a book by C.S. Lewis, which is letters from a senior devil to a junior devil to how to trick and lie to people. So C.S. Lewis wrote it just to show what the devil's like. It's dedicated to Tolkien. And so Tolkien and Lewis knew each other, and they were Christians. And Tolkien, in the end of Lord of the Rings, he does this thing. There's this bad wizard. I think his name, I always get Sauron. I think his name's Saruman. Yeah. Sauron's the big bad guy, the big eye thing. Saruman. And he's wandering around. And the hobbits see him, and they're coming back after the journey. And they say to Gandalf, should we kill him? And he's bad. And Gandalf says, no, don't worry. His power's been taken away. All he can do is wander the earth telling people lies. You know who that is? That's the devil. His power's been taken away. Death has been defeated. One day will have no hold on us. And his only weapon now is lies. And so when we lie, we're doing what the father of lies does. It means that we shouldn't be surprised that these people lie in the world. We shouldn't be overly judgmental, because that's those that aren't don't have God as their father, that's what their father does. But we as Christians want to be people that know we can trust God no matter what. Hold to his promises, God in writing. And we want to be people of truth and integrity. We want to be simply yes and no, so that it stands out to people in the world. And because he was truthful to us. So, this is not a big wagging finger. It's just saying, God's been truthful to you, so let's be truthful to one another for his glory. Amen.